So I'm actually glad that we went back to do this Sheva Brachos topic that I mentioned to you. I did with the Abbe from three and a half years ago, because I think a little bit of a different understanding now than I did then. I think what I'm saying now is righter than what I said then. Topics I wanted to deal with for this morning are questions of, number one, how many days of Sheva Brachos there are for people who have been married before, and why there are different standards for Sheva Brachos and for the mitzvah of Simcha, of being with one's wife. Second, the question of when the Sheva Brachos days start, which has certain halachic ramifications, when they end as well. And then the big question that comes up every time someone has a Sunday wedding, which is drinking from the wine when you have Sheva Brachos at Shalashudas on the last day of Sheva Brachos, which isn't just for a Sunday wedding, it's also in general if Sheva Brachos are at Shalashudas, but it was a stronger question then, because your Sheva Brachos are actually after the week is over. So now you've compounded the problem. But let's start with the first question, the question of how many days of Sheva Brachos there are for people who have been married before. The starting point for this is the Gemara in Ksuvos, for which we need to discuss two different issues. One is the issue of what they call here Birkas Chasanim, which is Sheva Brachos, and the other is the mitzvah of Simcha, where we are told that the chasan is not allowed to go to work for the usually what we usually say is the week after the wedding. And it's a separate mitzvah, as we'll see. So, Gemara in Ksuvos Dav Zayin, Amud Aleph, going over on Amud Beis, it's source Aleph. Amar Vichelbo, Amar Avuna, Amar Avi Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Rav. Achas Besula, Ve'achas Almana, Te'una Bracha. Okay? Whether you're dealing with Besula, whether you're dealing with an Almana, no difference. Sheva Brachos, this is what we think of Bracha means, Sheva Brachos is required. But does Rav Huna really say that? Oops, he said the Almana does not need. Which is it? The answer is it depends on the Almana's marriage situation. If the Almana marries a guy who's never been married before, then there are Sheva Brachos. If the Almana marries a man who is also a widower, and by the way, you could substitute Grusha for Almana, Gorush for Almana, the same rules will pertain whether the first marriage ended in divorce or in widowing. But the point is that where it's not the first marriage for either of them, where they both married before, in other words, then there is no bracha. That's what we're assuming right now. If it's the first marriage for either of them, then there is a bracha, meaning Sheva Brachos. That's our assumption. The key dividing point is, have they been married before? Is it the first marriage for either of them? That's the best way, I think, to word the question. To which the Gemara then asks, V'almon shanasa almana lo. There's no Sheva Brachos if they've both been married before. V'amar Rav Nachman, Amarli Huna Bar Nasan. Nachman says, Huna Bar Nasan told me, Tana, Minayin Lebirchas Chasanim Ba'asara. How do you know that Sheva Brachos requires 10? Shenemar Vayikach Asarana Shim Mizikne Ha'ir Vayomer Shavu Po Vayeshevu from Rus. Right, when Boaz and Rus get married, so in that same section there we're told that they have 10 men there, and from that we learn that you require 10 for Sheva Brachos. So he says, look who's getting married there. It's Boaz and Rus. U Boaz Almon Shanasa Almanahava. Boaz was an Almon, he had been married before, and he's marrying an Almana Rus. Now the truth of the matter is this makes certain assumptions, right? It makes the assumption that we actually consider Rus an Almana. Rus was not Jewish when she married Nachlam or Kilion. We don't actually know which one marries Nachlam, which one marries Kilion. I don't think we specify. But Rus was not Jewish at the time. If you're going to tell me that Rus was Jewish when she married him, then all the different lessons we learn about gay Rus from the conversation she has with Naomi fall apart. So we're saying she's considered an almana, even though her previous marriage was when she wasn't Jewish. So that's just a side note. But in any case, he says, we are assuming Rus and Boaz is a case of widow marrying widower, and you're learning laws of Sheva Brachos there. So clearly, there are Sheva Brachos, even though they've both been married previously. So the Gemara's answer is, Ma'ina tu'una bracha da'ama rapuna. What does it mean when he says, Ina tu'una bracha, that no bracha is required? The statement is Eina tu'una bracha kol shiva. You don't need a bracha for 7 days. Meaning you don't have a week of Sheva Brachos. Aval yomecha tu'una bracha. But you do need a day of Sheva Brachas, and that's what happened with Rus and Boaz. There was Sheva Brachas for one day. So the Gemara then challenges that and says, really? We know the Gemara says, when they discuss the question of what day of the week one should get married, so we get this Shartu Chachamim phrase regarding the Su'udah, but the statement here is that the Chachamim were diligent to make sure for the sake of Jewish girls that the man would have to be Sameach with her, would have to celebrate with her for 3 days. So we are assuming right now that that's the same thing as Sheva Brachos. So he says, B'mai, what's the case? Even Bachor, if it's his first marriage, Ha'amr Sheva, the next 7 days. Iva Almon, and if it's an Almon marrying an Almana, Ha'amr Yomecha, then it's 1 day. Who invented 7 days? So the Gemara gives you, who invented 3 days? Sorry, either it's 7 days or it's 1 day. Where did you get 3 days from? So the Gemara offers us two answers. If you want, I will tell you ba'almo. That's talking about where he has been married before. And yom echad lebracha, like with Rus and Boaz, we said it's 1 day for Sheva Brachos, u'shlosha lesimcha. And it's 3 days in terms of the mitzvah of simcha. 3 days in terms of the mitzvah of joy. So in other words, we're distinguishing between the mitzvah of Sheva Brachos and the mitzvah of him being with her, and they have different standards, in fact. That's one answer. Viva Yisemo, or if you want to give you another answer, Bibachur, that is talking about a guy's first marriage, and it's Sheva Lebracha, 7 days of Sheva Bracha, so Shlosha LeSimcha, and 3 days, again, for Simcha with her. Question, having just read that, these two answers that we gave, are they necessarily in conflict with each other?
No.
No. You could theoretically maintain both. Right? Almon marrying an Almana is going to be 1 day, and Bachur is going to be 7 days. They don't have to be in conflict. That's going to be an important point we're going to come back to. You don't have to assume that they disagree with each other, Josh.
Could we flip this whole discussion? Where are we interrogating that one as an Almana, and then either a Bachur? Is it the same as the opposite? Meaning if it's an Almon,
In other words, if she was a Basula, yeah, and he was an Almon, so we're going to see that that's not so. We're going to see that where it's a Basula, it's automatically 7 days.
So it's going to be different.
Yeah. The Shlosha LeSimcha is taking it as a given that we're not talking about a Basula. So, the Gemara's point is, we've now found where 3 days come in. 3 days is a Simcha thing. Sheva Brachos are never 3 days. Sheva Brachos are either 1 day, if they've both been married before, or 7 days in any other situation. And Simcha is always going to be 3 days at the minimum, and possibly 7. That's what emerges from what we've said so far. To which the Gemara now says, Meisvei, there's a challenge now to Rav Huna. We learned, Mevarchu leBesula Sheva ulaAlmana Yehachad, that Sheva Brachos for a Besula are 7 days, and for an Almana are 1 day. And we don't say anything about the guy. It's all about the girl. So, my lava filo almana shenises lebachur, doesn't that mean that even if the almana marries a bachur, nonetheless, it's only 1 day? And you told me that it's only 1 day if they've both been married before? So he says, no. Well, almon is talking about an almon where they've both been married before. Both married before, then it's 1 day. Otherwise, not. Ava lebachur mai, what about if it's a bachur? Then shiva, then you'll say 7. Ihachi listen, then why didn't the source say so? It should have said, mevarchu lebesula shiva. If that's the distinction, then you should have said so. To which he answers, Milsa Psikta Katani. They wanted to teach the lesson that was simple and straightforward. They didn't want to get into such distinctions. The Leka Basula the Batsar Mishiva. Basula is always going to be 7 days. The Leka Almana the Batsar Miyomechad. And the Almana is never less than 1. She may be 7 if it's his first marriage, but it's never going to be less than 1. So that's the way that the Gemara plays out. Offering us, again, 3 days or 7 days for Simcha, 1 day or 7 days for Sheva Brachos. The Rambam gives us the Psak in Source Beis and Source Gimel. In Source Beis, that's in Hilchos Brachos, he talks about Sheva Brachos. Akama mevarchin bracha zu. How long do you make this special bracha for? I mean, how long do you do 7 brachas for? in Ayaman Shnasa Almana, second marriage for both of them, Mivarchan Osaviyom Rishon Bilva, then it's one day. Vinbachor Shnasa Almana, O Almon Shnasa Besula, if, however, one of them is having their first marriage, Mivarchan Osakos Shemisimei Mishta, then Sheva Brachos the whole week long. Got it? That's Hilchos Brachos on Sheva Brachos. What about the mitzvah of Simcha? Source Gimel, the Rambam and Hilchos Yishus Perakid Halacha Yud Beis. The rule is, you marry a besula, you have to be joyous with her for 7 days. No going to work, no commerce. That's it, be drink and be merry. Whether it's his first marriage or not, doesn't matter. If she's been before, then no fewer than 3 days, as we saw. That's the Shachrit line. Whether it's his first marriage or not, if she's a Ba'ula, notice he doesn't say she's married, he says Ba'ula, then it's 3 days.
Nowadays, yeah. Where we can put Basula in the Shubayim, if she's a Ba'ula, would that still apply, or would we say she goes a Basula for that day as well?
So, first of all, I'm not convinced that we actually put Basula in the Ksuba if she's not a Basula. We may not declare her, we may not never say, but you read it publicly out loud as, identifying her as a non-Basula. However, I don't think that's the same thing as saying that we write Basula into the Ksuba.
Some people do that.
Then they have to answer the question.
Yeah.
I would be very reluctant to write something untrue to the, particularly where this could raise serious questions if everybody knows she's been married before. You know, I wouldn't...
I'm not married before Baal Tshuva.
Sorry?
Baal Tshuva.
In a Hanami, then we would probably just write Basula and leave it alone. However, that's where we're going in terms of the questions of Simcha and so on. We'll talk about that case.
What does Simcha mean?
Simcha is what the Rambam quantified. You don't go to work, you don't go out in the market, and instead you're just with her and you're joyous. That's Simcha. The Simcha is Yishno Shalaka.
So maybe 3 days, otherwise 7 days?
Yeah. So, no one told me about it when I got married either. It's a funny thing. They just assumed I knew, I guess. But why are there two different standards? Why is it that when it comes to Sheva Brachos, we have one set of rules, and when it comes to the Sima Zishta, we have a different set of rules? So I bring you two ideas.
Have you ever even stated a possibility of Simcha being 7 days?
Yeah, that's the default.
How do we know that? No one has ever seen Simcha as 3. Do we see anywhere that Simcha is 7?
Didn't the Rambam say 7 days for a Basula? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So where did the Gemara?
The Gemara didn't have to spell that out. In other words, their focus was the Sheva Brachos. They only brought in Simcha in order to resolve where 3 days came from. Yeah. Okay. So the first idea is the idea of the Bach. And the Baal says the reason why they're different is because they're about the joy of two different people. One is about the joy of the guy, and one is about the joy of the girl. The Baal is going to say the Sheva Brachos are triggered by any Simcha. It's not really the guy versus the girl, I shouldn't say that. Sheva Brachos are about the Simcha of either of them, whereas Simcha is about creating joy specifically for her sake. Like Shakil Chacham Malchakanas Benos Yisrael, it's really about her. It's not about him. It's specifically making her happy that she got married. That's the idea. So take a look at Source Dalet. The Baal spells it out from Evan Ezer Sinasam of Dalet. The Hanose Vesula Vahul. Vahadila Inyan Bracha. Vesula La Almon Vahalmana La Bachur. Shavin Hila Bracha Kol Sheva. Kidalel Sub Sinasam of Praise. It says regarding Sheva Brachas, you said, as long as it's the first marriage for either of them, it's 7 days, right? Well, the Simcha ain't din and shavin, but when it comes to Simcha, we do not say the rules are the same, right? If it's her first marriage, it's 7 days. If it's his first marriage, it's 3 days. Yesh lomar de bracha, dehi ba al riboy simchas libo shal chasan, u bachor shlo nasa adayin samyach tfe. U besula shenisei sma almo nami, kevin shi besula samyach tfe. The truth is that what I said at first is correct. He really does say it's about the guy. I backtracked and said it's really about both of them, but it's not. Looking at his wording more carefully, it's about the guy's simcha either way. the meaning. If it's his first marriage, then he's happy. And if it's not his first marriage, but she's a basula, then he's happy. And therefore, either way, the as long as one of them is having their first marriage, Sheva Brachos will be for 7 days. That's the way he looks at it. Aval, he says, but the simcha v'yimei hamishna, as far as this v'simachas yishra, v'yilei takana didan is kidu, that was made in order to make her happy. When it came to the 3 days, we said no less than 3 days. Come to the basula has greater regret in getting married. She has given up something that she had and that she's never going back to. And therefore, the basula is going to need greater pitui. She's going to need to draw in more. He has to make her happier. And therefore, it's 7 days. The almana doesn't need as much. And therefore, the 3 days... do me a favor, please, Josh. I'm sorry to interrupt in this. Elga just came in along with someone from the office. If you could just tell them, it's like 11:30, it would be fine, but they shouldn't make noise before then.
The table?
Yeah, just in the just because the whole gang is here right now. I'll hold on for you. What he's saying here is, again, worth noting, if you see the words here, he said, L'simcha v'yimei hamishna, which I put it in bold. In other words, he doesn't define yimei hamishna as being about Sheva Brachos. Right? He doesn't define yimei hamishna as being about Sheva Brachos. Yimei hamishna is actually the days of simcha. This is a side note. You can see that in some of the other sources as well. It indicates that. So again, the first point in the Bach is regarding Sheva Brachos.
It's not it.
Okay. Thank you for trying. Regarding Sheva Brachos, it's fundamentally about the simcha that he is going to have, which he will have whether it's his first marriage or whether she is a basura. Whereas the sima has ishto. Is something that we're going to make about her, as seen in Shartu Chachamah, Kanas Minas Yisrael. So therefore, it's going to be either 3 or 7, based on her status. It's not about him. Concluding the Bach, Aval Almanah, Yechapitoi Kokach, Beshloshis Meisimcha Sagila, Ubein Shuvah, or Almon Sarach Gibliyach Velo Yoser. It doesn't matter whether he is first marriage or not, it's about her. Minimum of 3 days, maximum of 7. So the Bach says, one is about him, one is about her. Rav Chaim, in the Grach al Hashas, it's in the stencils number 100, number Kuf, offers us a different approach. He says, these are two different things altogether. It's not about his joy versus her joy. They're two different activities. And I brought you an excerpt here. He says, Ubeir Shitas Harambam Hu Didin Bracha V'Beis Chasanim The din simcha, him shnei dinim nifradim. The din simcha, haynu ma shechayev l'samcha, talui bedita, him hi besula o ba'ula. He says simcha is about whether she is a besula or a ba'ula, but it's about making her fundamentally happy. So therefore, it's 3 days if she's a ba'ula, 7 days if she's a besula. The din ha'bracha, eno talui bezehal. Rather, it's about, and here I excerpt it, just I didn't want to retype the whole thing, but I brought you the key quote, Mikwi Beis Chasanim Kol Shiva. Bracha is enacted for what's called a Beis Chasanim. And a Beis Chasanim is 7 days. It's called Beis Chasanim all through the 7 days. And that is the way that he looks at it. So, Bracha, Sheva Brachos, is about whether it's a Beis Chasanim, which, so long as either of them is being married for the first time, is a 7-day thing. The excerpt brought didn't make that clear, but so long as either of them is being married for the first time, it's called Beis Chasanim. It's not about creating any joy, it's not about who is happy, it's about whether this is called a Beis Chasanim. If it's a Beis Chasanim, Sheva Brachos. not a Beis Hasanim, not Sheva Brachos. If they've been married before, both of them have been married before. In that case, it's not a Beis Hasanim, only for the wedding itself. If it's the first marriage for either of them, then it's a Beis Hasanim all through the 7 days. That's the way that Reb Chaim explains it. Worth noting, not everybody agrees with this whole approach. Not everybody agrees with the whole approach and the psak of the Rambam. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says we misunderstood those two Iboyis Ema answers. We assumed, right the way that Josh answered when I asked the question, we assumed that the two Iboyis Emas are happily at peace with each other, going back to Source Aleph. And therefore we say that if he's been married before, it's 1 day for the bracha. If it's a bachur, then it's 7 days for the bracha. However, the Ran says, not necessarily. Take a look at Source Vav. He says, Umiyo ika manda omar, dahani tre lishne pligi. There is a view that both Ibayis Emas actually disagree. Vinantina kelishna basra, and that we follow the latter of the two Ibayis Emas. Deva almon shenasa almana, it's given the simcha v'yomet the bracha, that if in fact there's the second marriage for both of them, then there's only 1 day for Sheva Brachos. Aval bachur shenasa almana sheva lebracha v'sheva lesimcha. V'lo nefishi mei bracha mei simcha. But if it's a bachur who's marrying an almana, not only is it 7 days of Sheva Brachos, but it's also Sheva 7 days for simcha. That's the key point. He says that simcha is going to be as long as Sheva Brachos. It can never be shorter than the days of Sheva Brachos. Below the fishi, you may bracha, you may simcha. You will never have more days for Sheva Brachos than you have for simcha. De'eno b'din she'ehi mashkim l'mlachto u'mavarchim lo birchas hasanim. It doesn't make any sense to say he's getting up and going to work, and yet you're doing the brachos of hasanim. He's not acting like a chasan anymore. Elavadai, Sheva Nami Islay, the Simcha, Echeinoagu. He says it's 7 days for Simcha too, and he says that's the practice, following this view. So, and it's in fact quoted as a Yesh Omrim in Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer Samach Dalet base. So that's an entirely different view that says, unlike what the Baal said, and unlike what Reb Chaim said, the two are linked. That you can't have Sheva Brachos and not act like a chasan. Okay. So that brings me to the question, which I think was where Adam was going before. What are the rules for Sheva Brachos if he had been, in fact, living with a girl before, and now he marries a Be'ula? No, it's not necessarily that this guy and this girl were together, but he already had experience with somebody outside of the framework of marriage, and now he marries a Be'ula. Am I going to compare them to Almon Almana? And am I going to say Almon Almana, and therefore it's going to be 1 day of Sheva Brachos? How far will you really take this? So in fact, the note of Yehuda takes that view.
Sorry.
Yeah. 11:30. Thank you very much.
Sure.
That's the view, in fact, of the note of Yehuda. First of all, if you see Sor Zion, I didn't realize that I wrote it on your sheet, but you see it now, that's where he quotes this Ran as a Yesh Omrim. I forgot that I had brought it. Okay. Sor Ches is the note of Yehuda's position. The note of Yehuda discusses, as you see in there, Tshuva Mivena Machaber. It's actually not the note of Yehuda himself, as you know. When you look at Medrash Kinyana, you also find, in the second edition, you find Tshuva's from his son. So this is from his son. Tshuva Mivena Machaber, Sheila. Noeg Shenasa Be'ulta Didei. The question he's asked directly is, it's a guy who's been involved extramaritally, and he now is marrying a girl who he's actually been with before. So, in Lefarash Sheva Brachos, Kol Zayin Yamim, do you do Sheva Brachos for 7 days? So, the part that I excerpt for you, he says. Sorry? The girl that he was with before.
She was
yes, she was Pnuya. Not Pnuya, but she was a Pnuya. If she was an Ashes Ish, then you could not marry her. If he had been with her when she was married to somebody else, then we wouldn't allow him to be with her.
The word Noef is colloquial here. It's not.
Correct. Noef just means involved extramaritally. It doesn't mean that it does not lose sin up. She was an Ashes Ish. That's all right.
Do you think that He was married, she was single?
No, no, neither of them has been married before.
Oh, okay.
Neither has been married before. Okay. He was involved with her before.
Okay.
They had moved in together. So, the note of Yehuda says, Esau kedaita, the besula she'ibra biznus, ve'aharkahi nises, tzricha zayin brachos, kedin besula. If you're going to tell me that a besula who actually was involved with someone and became pregnant, and then got married, shotgun wedding, is going to need sheva brachos like a besula, parentheses, he says, k'mosherotze tzurba merabon and ephel lesok, like in fact some young Talmud Chacham wants to say. If came kashe, he says, that's difficult. He says, then I don't understand that line in the Shulchan Aruch. Why he brought this Yesh Omrim that a Bachur who marries a Be'ula has to have 7 days. Why did you bring that? Right? If you're going to tell me that where they've lived together before and she's been pregnant, you're going to do 7 days, then why do you need to say, some say that where a Bachur marries a Be'ula, you do 7 days? Even if he's not a Bachur. Right? Even where he's been with her, it's 7 days. Your Yesh Omrim is not a Chiddush anymore.
But Alman here means, you're saying Alman doesn't need marriage either.
Correct. He could have said no if I suppose, but
yeah.
His point is any experience at all. But in other words, what he's suggesting is, your rationale, which he hasn't really quoted, so I'll spell it out, your rationale for saying to do 7 days is because she's never been married. She's a Be'ula, but she's never been married. That's your point. Well, if so, then even if he's an Alman and she's a Be'ula, it should be 7 days. Take Alman literally. Why are you only telling me about Bachur Shenasa Be'ula being 7 days? Even an Alman is 7 days. Taking the Ron's view, it's Sheva Brachos, Sheva Yimei Simcha, because you don't want to have a longer period of Brachos than you have with Simcha. Elavadai, de Be'ula Yesh Ladin Almana Le'inyan Sheva Brachos, Ubo El Shanasa Be'ulta Ein Mevarachin Zayin Brachos El Yom Rishon Bilvad. He says it doesn't work that way. Be'ula is the same thing as a woman who's been married before. And therefore, you're only going to do Sheva Brachos for 1 day. Clear?
So his question, maybe we can expand it beyond. The question was, is it not a situation where the men and women were together before?
But now it won't matter.
I mean, we don't care if they were together.
Correct.
I mean, anytime, if she's not a Besula, then it's never going to be.
Exactly. So the note of Yehuda says it is going to be 1 day.
I've been to many weddings in Eish HaTorah in Israel, and they never did anything less than Sheva Brachos.
Hang in there, we're not done. Hang on. So that's his thing. His Be'ula is 1 day only, and he explains. End of my quote from the Note of Yehuda in Source S. The time of the Milsa, the Iker Brachos Shazayin, Humitam Simchaso V'Simchasa. He says the reason for this is because the whole point of having Sheva Brachos is his joy and her joy. V'zeuim lo tamushnei madayin tam bia. And he claims the joy is about bia. And if they both already done this, then there isn't as much simcha. Mashenke b'noefes. Kvar tamutam b'yaveilem simcha kinko amachinas almana. That's his view. We view the experience, man and woman, as being the same as the almon and almana. That's the note of Yehuda's idea. The Chasam Sofer disagrees. And that's source test. Chasam Sofer also deals with a case where they've been married before. And he writes, Venetziana, he says, let's see, Venomar. Ain't Safi Kitravayu Isnehu, Chipas Chupa V'Chipas Bia. He says, you have the joy of Chupa and the joy of Bia. That's picking up on a Gemara that he brings in before this. He says, you have joy of Chupa, meaning the joy of getting married, and you have the joy as well of Bia. Mikomakom. He says, you make the bracha with either of them. Meaning, Sheva brachas exist whether there's the joy of chuppah or there's the joy of bia. Either way. Dehare. Alman shenose besula, avil kama besula zahar zeh, mevarech al kol echad, kol sheva mishum chibas via besula. Right? He says, the guy who's been married before, every time he marries a besula, is going to have sheva brachos for them. Because there's chibas bia. Vala hu kvar nasa, he's already been married. There's no reason for him to be making the bracha about the joy of getting married. He's already been married. Ellen is soon shown him only for the first marriage. Why is he making now sheva brachas for each besula? The answer has to be that his reason for making the bracha is because of the joy and affection associated with bia. The chivas bias besula going birchas kol shiva. The joy of being with the besula is what causes the brachas all 7 days. Afilu kama besulos. The yeshdi gufa v'lodami anas guf shalzel shalzel came tzaruch lomar. He says even though he was with the besula the first one, nonetheless for each subsequent besula he's going to do this bracha again. The imkain. The bachur shenasa almana maitam in b'varach kol shiva. Well then why is the bachur who marries an almana going to do? There is no chivas bia for a besula. He says, if you're telling me that there is chibas bia when she's an almana, in that case, if he marries multiple almanos, he should make sheva brachos for each one, and it's not true. He says, chibas bia of the ba'ula will only cause sheva brachos for one day. The bachur is only making sheva brachos because of getting married for the first time. That's what causes him to be happy. Okay? So far so good? He's identified for us, number one, he's identified for us when the alman marries the besula, he's making the bracha because of chibas bia. Number two, he has identified for us that when a bachur marries an almana, so he's going to do sheva brachas the first time he does this because it's his first marriage. Got it? That's the point. So nimtza nuchach dalbias besula belochibas nisuim rishonim mevarech. So what we've demonstrated is that for besula, even if it's not your first marriage, you make these brachas. And also, if it's your first marriage, but not a besula, you're going to do this. And therefore, now to apply that to our case, even though he has already been with somebody, it's his first marriage. Therefore, he's going to do sheva brachos. And he does this then even if they've actually been together, they've been living together, it doesn't make a difference. Because you can't tell me that he's going to get up and go to work, right? While making these brachas, that was the Ran's argument. So it's going to be 7 days of simcha and 7 days of sheva brachas. That's the idea that the Chasam Sofer expresses. He says it's got to be 7 days. The Chuvos van Hagos addresses this in Source Yud. He has two Chuvos on this, but this is his first. I'll get to the other one later. And he says, Umisvara, logically, Amina, I will say, Shekolach Pagam Bebe'ula, Hu Rakishem Afursam Hadavar, Ukagonchi Me'uberes. He says, really, the whole Pagam, he addresses sort of a subtext in this. From the text of the Chasam Sofer, it sounded like the reason for the 7 days is because of the act of bia. That the bia with a basula is fundamentally different from bia with a woman who's not a basula. Right? That's what a version of Chasam Sofer?
But if it's only based on the bia, then how can it be that if they were to...
No, he had both. But I'm saying that when he talked about the chiva that's associated with a basula, where even if it's not his first marriage, nonetheless, there's the joy of chivas bia with a besula, it sounded like it was about the maisa bia. The Chuvos van Hagos, Rav Shtorbach doesn't seem to think so. Rav Shtorbach seems to think that the issue is that when you marry a besula, there's greater joy, because if you marry a woman who's been married before, there's a sense of pigam. It's psychological that people look at you differently when you marry a besula than when you marry somebody else. Because look what he says. He says, Shekolach began the ba'ula who rakishem afursam hadavar who kagon shehim uberes. It's only where everybody knows that she's a ba'ula, such as where she shows up pregnant. Avo the ba'ula greida, right, when the kid walking down the aisle happens to be her child. That's when everybody knows. Even if she's never been married before, she has a kid. Avo the ba'ula greida shalonoda lozila v'sameach ima me'od. However, if it's a regular ba'ula, and nobody knows it, nobody knows she's a ba'ula, in that case, he is very happy. So his argument is that unless she's actually pregnant, or, you know, has a kid in tow, we are going to be mekil and say, he has the simcha anyway, of a ba'ula.
That's a very literal reading.
It's a very funny reading, no?
No, but to say that mama, she has to have a kid is a very literal reading. Everyone knows she's not a
Basula
and she doesn't have a kid.
Correct. Yeah, he only said if he goes, she'd be
embarrassed. If he wasn't that embarrassed about it, he wouldn't marry her in the first place. Either he's happy to marry her.
It just means that he isn't celebrating as much. In any case, this is only one sniff for him. There's only one point that he brings in. He continues to say, Ulaficha, therefore, Savarti Aipot, Kevin Shim Law Varech. He was in this situation. He was asked to make the bracha. So he said, I thought, if I don't make the bracha, then it's going to be a huge humiliation for her, because everybody's going to know why I'm not making the bracha. The gadol kavod abrios avlichos losa say derabbanan dahenu bracha levatala shalarov haposim derabbanan. He says, most poskim say that bracha levatala is a derabbanan. That's its own discussion about why it will be a derabbanan. Is it losisa? Is it mashav? And so on. But he says, all things are derabbanan. And kavod abrios is going to override the derabbanan. And the argument could be made. Not everybody knows that she is a ba'ula. And therefore, he is samea. And he also knows separately, but I didn't bring it in the excerpt here, the view of the chasim sofer, that there is this idea of chiva associated with the first marriage, even if they've had ta'ambiyah before. Tzidarati levarech v'lismocha svara hanal. V'od yisyashim v'syad v'dishmaya v'davar. He says, yes, I said make the bracha. And go with that logic. He revisits this in Chelek Dalet Reish Tzadi. And has the same conclusion. Why does he say to do the shav brachos? He says three things. Number one, he says, Yav v'chasim sofer. He says, you say shav brachos if you haven't been married before, even if there's been bia. That's number one. Number two, he says, there's kavod abrios, overriding the derabbanan, bracha in vain. And number three, he says, maybe the deficiency of joy associated with her being a ba'ula is only if people know that she was a ba'ula. But if people don't know that she was a ba'ula, then maybe the joy is as great anyway. That's the...
The Chassam Sofer just says Sarah Brachos because in all situations, because either you're happy about the stula or you're happy about getting married?
Get married for the first time. He's going to say Almon Amon. But it has to be a first marriage.
For who? For either of them?
For either of them, correct. But it's first marriage, not first bia. That's the Chassam Sofer's point. Now, Chassam Sofer has a separate problem in his shuva, which I brought you in Sirsi et Aleph. This is a classic line. You've probably seen this.
No, sir, isn't the same with the Torah?
That the question is, how do I define it as Beis Chasanim? But yes, so long as either of them is being married, yes, that's true. The Torah is saying Beis Chasanim, as long as either of them is being married for the first time. Yes, that's true. So, the Chasam Sofer is a separate issue in Sirsi et Aleph. Ani Omer, Ma'os Yimasu Hanoif Hanoafes, right? A play on Mos Yumsu Hanoif Hanoafes. So he says, Mo'as Yimasu or Mo'es Yimasu, Mu'as Yimasu perhaps, Yimasu Hanoif Hanoafes. He says, they should be rejected. They're repellent, these people. What are you talking about? We're going to go celebrate Sheva Brachas for them. They number Uyim Labracha. You can't make a bracha on them. He says, how could you do panim chadashas, have people showing up to celebrate that this meal for them? He's living with her when she's a nida. Mechote cannot be made pretty here. You can have everybody show up to celebrate, and they, for them to be arrogant. The ach, it's a play on words of Chote Bal Yisgoi. But he says, ach, im yimtzu reim kamosa, mechadish panem kol shiva, yivarach lem kol shiva. But if they can find people like them, for whom, yeah, this isn't unusual, so they can all celebrate together kol shiva. So Chazan Sofer says, basically, I wouldn't go to such a Sheva Brachos. That's his upshot. He says, I wouldn't go to such a celebration. I think this is a terrible thing. And it sounds like he doesn't want them doing this. The Shuvah is one.
Is he talking about what case he's talking about? Meaning, if somebody
where they've been living together.
You assume they haven't changed their way.
Ah, so take a look at Sosyed Beis. That's the second Shuvah, and the Shuvah is van Hagos on the topic. He says, Mikom Makom, however, after having quoted this Chasam Sofer, he says, Kahayom, Sherov Rubam Debali Shuvah Chayem Ba'avar, Hayu Chaye Hefker Bazet. He says, all these people who have done Shuvah, they've done this. This is in their past. V'ika Ginus, Limnawa Levarech, Kol Shiva Lefarsim Ginus Sam. It would be a terrible degradation of fine people if you're going to say, you can't do Sheva Brachos. We're going to let everybody know about what they did in the past. We're going to keep people from doing tshuva. Ubar Hashem, or Be'ezus Hashem, depending on what base he stands for. Hayom Rabu Bali Tshuva Lemeos Bala Alafim. He says we have hundreds and thousands of Bali Tshuva. V'lachein Af Im Hu Hayah No'eif Mikomakom and he ain't a Ba'ula Somchen Alachasim Sofer. He says even if this guy has it in his past, still she's not a Ba'ula. We can certainly rely on the Chasim Sofer. Ubovan, he says in parentheses, Shloya Garba Kvius of Isha Kaderach Ishva Ishta. Because then you're going to tell me that if he lived with a woman like man and wife, then there's no simcha even a chuppah. Because they already acted as though they were married in that context. But he would like to find a way to be able to say Sheva Brachos for them and ignore what happened in their history. Okay. So what we have as the upshot of this in practice is that I believe our practice is that as long as it's the first marriage for either of them, even if there is this, this history, whatever it is, I think we generally do say that we would say Sheva Brachos, that we would do the Sheva Brachos. We're not going to now start not doing the Sheva. That's my understanding. Okay. Next topic is the start of Sheva Brachos, followed by the end of Sheva Brachos. So in terms of starting the Sheva Brachos, take a look at Source Yud Gimel, the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Ve'elus, yeah.
And both the second marriages, they don't do Sheva Brachos because there's just not as much simcha?
That's correct. It's only one day.
But how do
you find
it's not as much? I mean, they're still getting married.
Yeah, in a chanami. Unless you want to take the view of replying, that it's not called a base chasad. But it's a mistake.
That's not very objective.
Right, and he doesn't. He simply takes it. It's sort of proven by the law, as opposed to being the basis for the law. Like we see this law, so clearly that's the case. It's not a long piece in the ground.
Why do you have one?
Well, that's part of what we're going to have to discuss, actually, in terms of when this starts. Does one mean at the wedding, and that's why it's based chasanim, or is it based chasanim plus one? So that's actually what we're now going to see. The Rama writes, Ve'elu shivas yamim matchilin miyad la'achar sheva bracha shebirech barishona. He says, the seven-day count starts right after the seven brachas that are made under the chuppah. That's when your sheva bracha starts. The Rosh in Chaf Vav Beis writes that if the chassan comes to marry her in her town, but then they're going back to his city, and they're going back right away. So then the 7 days begins from the time of the brachos under the chuppah, because that's where yichud became permitted for them, whether there or elsewhere. But that's how you're going to make your count. Sheva brachos will start from the time of the brachos under the chuppah. The Chakas Mechokes says not so fast, and I brought it for you here on Soros Yedalah.
So what does that mean? That means that the wedding is the...
So in other words, there's no meal. And he's saying even if he says that there was no meal at the wedding, they got married under the chuppah, and now they're off on their honeymoon. So Sheva Brachos are going to begin with their chuppah.
Or if you have the Sheva Brachos.
I'm not talking about the 1 day, 7 day thing at all yet. We haven't come to the 1 day.
Or if you have Sheva Brachos before Shemiyah, and then the meal's only after Shemiyah. No, then it would start the day early.
It's going to start the day early. That will be a case also, correct. The Chokas Machokik says, not necessarily, in Source Yedalin, he says, Matchila Meyad La'atra Sheva Brachos. He says, La'afuke. He says what the Rush is trying to say is don't think it starts after the initial meal. The alternative view would be that that it's only when you have your meal that they actually begin. So the Pisnei Tshuva here quotes the Knesset Yechezkel, who says, where the minhag is not to have a meal with a minyan at the wedding, I don't know any place where that's the minhag anymore, but apparently it was at some point. So then the count starts against the rush with the first meal that they have. Where the minhag is to have a meal with a minyan at the wedding, the count starts with the chuppah and mitzvah sayon kikula.
How do you define? I'm only thinking about this. I've heard in Oregon that the custom, I think, in England.
Yeah.
That they have like the chuppah at one place, and I think everyone goes to a different place for the food.
Okay.
Would that be a meal not part of the wedding? Or?
Would that be a
meaning? How do you treat it as Mishana Makom, I guess? Is it how do you define?
Right. I don't know either. And when you say a different place, you mean like a block away or like another city?
No, I'm thinking another city. I think like maybe there'll be the shul for the chuppah and then maybe.
Well, if it's another city, then I think we're in the Russian territory.
Right. No, I don't think it's another city. Okay. Speak someone.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting question. So we still have to deal with the question of the first meal for the Alman Amana, but we're not going to end up getting to it this week, I think. I think we're going to have to hold that, because I also wanted to bring it here right in the beginning, the question of ending the meal. How do we do the ending of the Sheva Brachos. Specifically, you got married on a Tuesday, your seventh day is Monday, your meal on Monday runs late. So now what do you do? Do you do Sheva Brachos if the meal ends after the seventh day is over? So Rabbi Akiva Eger is the classic source on this. I brought him in Source Tesvav. And he says, Sheva Yimei Mishnah, Nifta Betzino, Afilu im ha-se'uda achar chatzi hayom da-shvi'i. He says, even if the meal is after midday of the seventh, Vim lo birich birchas hamazon ad shechashecha. And if they didn't bench, his point in that is that you don't say mitzvah kikulo on the seventh day, even the latter half. But if you don't make birkas hamazon until night, even though your meal was finished before nightfall, you do not do sheva brachos. And he quotes the Ginas Haradim to that effect. No sheva brachos. Even, they continue to say, even according to those who follow the start of the meal for things like Shabbos, like Ritzeh and Yalav Yavo, doesn't make a difference here. You do not do the brachos. The Ezer B'Kodesh appears on the daf in the Shulchan Aruch, and he deals with the case of Sheva Brachos for Shalosh Shudas. He had a particular case. There was Sheva Brachos for Shalosh Shudas. The challah was not there in the beginning of the meal. All the food that they prepared she only ate, the chasen and kala, I think it's chasen too, only ate after Shabbos. In other words, the meal had already been started, they showed up, they're participating in this meal, and they keep on, and they kept on going after Shabbos. So the Ezer B'Kodesh says, you go with the beginning of the meal began during Sheva Brachos, therefore you say Sheva Brachos. So it says Zayin, he brings you 2 points. He says, he says, as for the concern that we should follow the beginning of the meal, when the couple wasn't there, because everybody knows that they show up late, he says, it's like Yalaviyavo when a meal ends on Rosh Chodesh. There, we are willing to say Yalav Yavo if the meal began on Rosh Chodesh, say Yalav Yavo it ended on Rosh Chodesh. Either way. He says, certainly when it comes to Sheva Brachos, which really aren't part of your benching. Right? Sheva Brachos don't have to do with benching, except that one of them is the Bor Piyagafen. The Achar Kach Kedavar Bifneyatmo is really an independent entity. So the Ezer Mikodesh says, you go with the beginning of the meal to include Sheva Brachos. That's the idea. And one of his building blocks, which I didn't bring in his excerpt, but you'll see now, is in the thought of the Taz. Actually, no. You know what? I'm going to hold off on the Taz. Let me do this right. But I'll say it outside. The Taz says that you do Sheva Brachos even if the Chasin and Kala don't eat, as we'll get to. So Sheva Brachos were already warranted at the start of the meal without them eating at all. You follow? It's not about the Se'udah. Who cares that your Se'udah went until after Shabbos was over? The obligation began after the 7 days were over. The Se'udah began, and therefore Sheva Brachos began without them eating. That's number one. And number two, with Rosh Chodesh, we go with either part of the meal, like he said here. In practice, I have seen respected Rabbanim allow Sheva Brachos for a meal that ran late after the seventh. You know, the seventh day was over, the meal kept right on going, and they did Sheva Brachos anyway. It actually happened at the Bayit. It happened with the Gastfreund at Sheva Brachos on the last day, and it was wintertime. Or maybe it wasn't wintertime, come to think of it. But in any case, it ran late after Shkia, and they said Sheva Brachos anyway. Rabbi Krapp was there, they said Sheva Brachos. I think that, generally speaking, is the minhag, is to say Sheva Brachos even if the meal runs late.
Can you always just rely on Rabbi Tam anyway, or is that...
So you don't need to.
You don't need to, even if it's really late.
Yeah, so it appears. As long as you began within the seventh day, then everything else is good. So I didn't get to the question of the first meal for the Alman Almana, but I don't want to rush it. So we'll come back to that, I think, next week. Yes?
I don't get the Ramana Chokas Mechokin. What do they disagree with him?
So the Chokas Mechokin is only pointing out what Rabbi Akiva Eicher is... I'm sorry, it's only pointing out what the Rama is responding to.
So
the Rama says that your Zayin Yamim start after Sheva Brachos Shabbat Rishon, meaning after the ones at the Chuppah.
What does that mean, Sheva Brachos start?
Meaning your count. Let's say, like Josh was talking about. Look, forget the travel case for a second. But the case where, you know, this week I was at a wedding that was on Sunday. No, was it Monday? When was the Burkos wedding? Sunday. So the wedding there, the chuppah was called for 5 o'clock. The chuppah was done indeed before Shkia, but your meal didn't start until after Shkia. So the question now is, when do your Sheva Brachos end?
Meaning, were the Sheva Brachos at the wedding considered day 2?
No, not forget the Sheva Brachos counting. It's not about counting, it's about dates. So the question is, did your Sheva Brachos count begin on Sunday, because Sheva Brachos under the chuppah were made on Sunday?
And therefore it
ends Shabbos. Yeah. Correct. Or, does Sheva Brachos count begin only with your meal, which happens Sunday night, Monday, and therefore Sheva Brachos end the following Sunday? So the Shulchan Aruch says it starts from Bracha Shabbirich Barishona, right? And the Chagas Machloket explains what the Rabbah is trying to tell you is not to say that it's Me'afila Rishona on Sunday night, Monday, but rather it's from Chuppah, which is Sunday. Meaning Chuppah.
So it really means Chuppah.
Yes. When he said Rishon there, he means Chuppah. I didn't get the Almana case yet that we have to do next week. So there is the opposing view that the Chag of Chokik is quoting. The Piskei Tshuva quotes it in his discussion in Samach Beis Yud Beis. But as I understand it, we generally assume that it starts with the chuppah, unless you have a case where the meal is not at the wedding. That's where there's, you know, room to have a conversation. What if your meal is not at the wedding, and then we have to define what meal not being at the wedding actually means. Like the rush, I think, is talking about real travel.
Are that extended?
I think because of the idea that the simcha isn't really at the wedding situation, the simcha is really at the meal. But I don't know. I'd have to go back to that rush, which I didn't do. All right, so we'll pick up with that.